My name's Leslie Swartz. I'm a clinical psychologist by training, and I work at Stellenbosch University in South Africa in the Department of Psychology. A substantial proportion of my work is in the field of disability studies. I focus mainly on issues of access and disability rights and citizenship in the largely the Southern African context, but elsewhere in Africa as well. It's in the nature of my work then that I'm often working at the interface between large-scale funders and local disability organizations catering for people who are often very socially excluded. The issue of disability and disability rights has become more and more attractive to international funders, especially in the transition between the Millennium Development Goals and the Sustainable Development Goals. So there's quite a lot of focus internationally on disability work. For quite a long time, I have been uncomfortable about the way in which disability gets talked about internationally and the way in which disability rights and disability participation get performed. And I really welcomed the opportunity to put something into the special issue of the journal Medical Humanities, talking about the interface between different kinds of talk and performance around disability in our context. And what I have to say is really quite simple. On the one hand, disability tends to be spoken about in very obscure and abstruse ways by theorists of disability in the global south. And on the other hand, there is a pressure amongst disability organizations to perform in a particular kind of way for the lens of international videos and international agencies to perform a kind of indigenous Africanness. I really welcome the chance in this piece that I've written for the special issue of Medical Humanities to look at the relationship between those two forms of representation, what I call the big and the small, and the ways in which both of them serve to obscure the complexities of everyday life for people with disabilities and people working within the disability field in our context. And I hope that what I have said will open up some space for debate and reflection about the politics of representation and disability, particularly in Southern Africa, but I think more broadly.